Levels of consciousness that do not help us get on in our careers or relationships tend to fall into disuse. If access to these levels could transform us, we would never know. At any rate, to borrow a phrase from G.K. Chesterton, a thing so widely repudiated in such contradictory terms must have some merit. So then, what is mysticism really? Stace explains. The most important, the central characteristic in which all fully developed mystical experiences agree, and which in the last analysis is definitive of them and serves to mark them off from other kinds of experiences, is that they involve the apprehension of an ultimate non-sensuous unity in all things, a oneness or a one to which neither the senses nor the reason can penetrate. In other words, it entirely transcends our sensory intellectual consciousness. He also noted that mystical experience is not to be confused with telepathy or telekinesis, which, as we have seen, involves specific mind-matter interactions, and certainly not with a variety of claims about the occult. Mystical experiences can be grouped into general categories. Most fall into one of three general types: monistic mysticism, pantheistic mysticism, and theistic mysticism. Monistic mysticism is the mystical experience of sensing that the created universe revolves around a center from which everything issues. In pantheistic mysticism, mystics sense that the entire external world is the ultimate power, and that the experiencer is part of that power. In theistic mysticism, one senses the presence of the highest power in the universe, or a power from beyond the universe. Mysticism and science. As Dean Radin explains, mystics resemble scientists in several surprising ways. Science concentrates on outer, objective phenomena, and mysticism concentrates on inner, subjective phenomena. It is interesting that numerous scientists, scholars, and sages over the years have revealed deep, underlying similarities between the goals, practices, and findings of science and mysticism. Some of the most famous scientists wrote in terms that are practically indistinguishable from the writings of mystics. Some scientists have described their own mystical experiences. Alan Smith, a 38-year-old medical researcher based in Oakland, California, was sitting at home alone one evening in 1976 when he experienced a state he describes as cosmic consciousness.